This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee is turning up the pressure on the Secret Service to move the designated protest area during the summer's national convention in Milwaukee farther away from Fiserv Forum. The RNC is even accusing the Secret Service of not properly addressing security. It claims the convention's security perimeter could open attendees up to a risk of violence. Black voters may very well decide the winner of this year's election, but black vote organizers admit they're fighting an enthusiasm gap this year. This could be due to any number of reasons.
You have, some black folks that are concerned about the ceasefire, that's going on in Gaza. And you have some black folks that are concerned about reproductive justice. You have others that are concerned about economics.
Ashley C.J. Daniels is with a nonprofit called Black Girls Vote. Black voters turn out at higher rates than other people grouped by race, but Rashawn Ray of the Brookings Institution says they don't vote as a monolith.
There are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Black voters are overwhelmingly Democratic. Only about 10% consistently vote for Republicans. $48 million worth of new building projects in Wisconsin just got the green light. The State Building Commission approved the funding yesterday. The money will go from everything from an addition to the Milwaukee Regional Medical Campus in Wauwatosa to an equipment storage building for the Department of Natural Resources. It'll get easier to charge your electric vehicle in 5 years. Governor Evers has announced plans for 53 new electric vehicle charging stations across the state. About half of them will be at Quick Trip convenience stores. The idea is to never be more than 50 miles away from a recharge. The initiative will cost $78 million. The researchers who found two ancient dugout canoes in Madison's Lake Mendota now say they found fragments or chunks of at least 8 more canoes in the lake. The oldest one is thought to be about 4,500 years old. It's an astonishing find that could teach us more about 1,000 years of Native history in Wisconsin. Wisconsin tourism officials expect a lot of people to get out and enjoy summer. Logan Rogie of Travel Wisconsin says there's plenty to do, even if you don't travel far.
There's free museums. State parks are always great to go visit if you buy that annual pass. So there's plenty of ways to get out and enjoy Wisconsin, regardless of what your budget is.
Rogie says 86% of Americans plan to spend at least as much money on travel this summer as they have in the past. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Bong Veterans Historical Center has announced that a preservation group has found Richard Bong's P-38 fighter plane. According to a Fox 21 report, a nonprofit World War II historical preservation group called Pacific Rex discovered the wrecked plane in Papua New Guinea. Officials say the team found the plane's red-painted wingtips sticking out from a field and confirmed it was the correct plane with its serial number. The plane, called Marge, crashed when being flown by another pilot in 1944. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced its harvest quotas for this year's elk hunting season. According to a press release from the DNR, there will be an 8-bull harvest quota for the Clam Lake Elk Zone and a 4-bull harvest quota for the Black River Elk Zone. Anybody who wants to apply to take part in the elk hunt must submit their application by May 31st, and the winners will be notified in early June. This is the first time the DNR has allowed hunting in the Black River Elk Zone since 2015. A grand opening was held for a former school converted into a 122 mixed-use residential apartment building. According to a WDIO report, Thursday's grand opening for the old Central High School building featured a number of community members who used to be students or teachers in the building, but are now thrilled to see the historic building get a new lease on life. Officials say about 70% of the apartments in the building are now taken, covering studio apartments to 3-bedroom apartments. A Duluth company is planning to plant over 1,000 native trees at Amity Creek near the Seven Bridges Road. According to a WDIO report, LOLL Designs will plant over 1,000 white pine trees and over 100 white cedar trees in the area in an effort to improve its biodiversity. Officials say the additional trees will help stabilize the soils in the area, provide shade for wildlife, protect other native plants in the area, and slow runoff and erosion to protect the landscape for Duluth residents for years to come. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to wear a life jacket if they're planning to spend their Memorial Day weekend on the water. According to a press release on Thursday, 27 of the 28 boating fatalities tracked by the Department of Natural Resources in 2023 involved the victim who was not wearing a life jacket. In honor of National Safe Boating Week and in expectation of an increase in boating activities this weekend, DNR officials are reminding residents to be safe on the waters. Construction work is underway on Woodland Avenue and Hartley Park in Duluth. The Woodland Avenue project is expected to run through August and will see about a mile and a half of the road renovated between Snively Road and Anoka Street. The project will convert the road to one wider lane in each direction with a continuous center turn lane and the addition of new curbs, gutters, and a bike lane. The Hartley Park project includes the construction of stormwater basins near the entrance to the park for stormwater runoff. The Duluth YWCA will host an event for residents at Clyde Ironworks next Thursday. The annual Mission Soiree aims to raise money to support the organization's programs for women in the area, like the Young Mothers Housing Program and their Early Childhood Education Center. Organizers of the event are hoping for a great deal of community support for the critical programs, and the event will include food, music, and a silent auction. Anybody interested in attending can find more information on the YWCA website. A 17-year-old Duluth girl has died after being involved in a side-by-side accident earlier this month. According to the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office, the girl was riding as a passenger in the two-seater machine with three other people who were also injured in the May 6th crash. Authorities announced she died on Wednesday. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office believes that alcohol may have been a factor in the crash and expects to refer the case to the county attorney's office to file charges against the 18-year-old driver. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, reporting from Boston, Massachusetts, where the Brewers and the Red Sox face off tonight. No one is more excited to play in Fenway Park this weekend than Sal Frelick, who grew up here but says he feels right at home inside the Brewers clubhouse.
Love everybody in this clubhouse. I think we all mesh really well together, pitchers, position players, everybody, staff. So, yeah, when you get rolling like that and a game and in a week and stuff like that, it is contagious. Everyone feels good going into the next day, so just hopefully keep that going forward.
NBA, the Celtics beat the Pacers here in Boston 126-110 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics now with a 2-0 lead. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers wrapping up week one of OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he's looking for the most.
Compete. Bring great energy each and every day, and I think the guys have responded well to that. You know, it's early, but I'm really excited about this group and their ability to come together, compete, to push each other. I feel like there's a lot of good juice out there right now in our competitive periods. I've been happy with that.
That's Matt LaFleur from Boston with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. It's finally here. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, opens this weekend in what is expected to be a big one for the summer box office. Anna Joy Taylor plays the role of Furiosa in the George Miller-directed follow-up to 2015's Mad Max Fury Road. Furiosa is at 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. Family-friendly Garfield opens this weekend in the U.S. after having already grossed $50 million overseas. Reviews are just so-so, but audiences approve. If you're looking for a critic's darling, check out Richard Linklater's new film, Hitman, starring Glenn Powell. The film is at 98% on the tomato meter. If you don't feel like leaving home, Dune 2 is available to stream on Max, and other early summer hits are available to stream like Challengers, The Fall Guy, and Anne Hathaway's The Idea of You. Have fun at the movies and have a safe weekend. Imagine having to go on TV or write a book to tell the world you're not a racist. Such is the case with actor Michael Richards. Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld, is promoting his new book, Entrances and Exits. In a recent interview, the actor addressed his onstage incident in 2006 at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles. After being heckled, Richards launched into a racist rant, which included the N-word. Richards continues to claim he's not a racist and has apologized numerous times on TV, including on The Late Show with David Letterman. Apparently, there is trouble in paradise, or Los Angeles, in the form of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's marriage. Sources close to the couple say they are not getting along. What? I have no doubt they will work it out and live happily ever after. Between them, they've been married 6 times, so they should be really good at it by now. There is nothing like a good show business kerfuffle. And there is one really heating up in the hip-hop world. For the past month, rappers Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been exchanging blows via rap singles. Their beef is getting pretty serious, and most people believe Lamar to be owning Drake. This is not unlike the contentiousness between Meatloaf and Elvis when they would go head-to-head to see who could wolf down more Kraft singles. That is good eating. Sometimes after achieving success, people in show business can be a little out of touch, such as the case with actress Cate Blanchett, who at a recent press conference at the Cannes Film Festival described herself as white, privileged, and middle class. It was later revealed Blanchett is worth $95 million. The Lord of the Rings actress was promoting her new film Rumors, where she worked closely with refugees. Blanchett says that might have given her a white savior complex. In Blanchett's defense, her neighbors are Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 71 this afternoon. It'll be a little breezy here through the day, too. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 71 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.